Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts. Of course, I am live here from the hills of Bergen County, New Jersey, getting ready for another stellar snowstorm in March. Evan, of course, coming to you from the Mike Francesa Studios on the 10th floor high above Hudson Street in Lower Manhattan. 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 2 o'clock. Then the afternoon drive group will come your way. Maggie Gray, Bart Scott, and Chris Carlin. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Bro, 12 to 15? Is that what I'm hearing tomorrow?
I saw 8 to 12. That's
okay.
What I saw.
Oh, okay.
Will there be, here's a question, will there be more inches of snow yesterday or more Steven Matz starts in 2018?
Boy, that's a great start.
That's a good question,
that's
right?
Good, so you get that bet in Vegas?
I think I want to place it.
There you go.
9 inches of snow, 4 Steven Matz starts. Right. I can see something like that going down.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. We need that one last punch in the stomach.
March is a terrible weather. It's going to be the biggest snowstorm so far, at least what I'm hearing.
It looks that way. I don't think this winter we've had foot of snow yet.
We had 70 degree days in February.
I know.
Walking around in a t-shirt.
I know.
Come on.
I know. It's not a pretty scene. No. When you brought it up yesterday, I was like, what? And
I looked
at the forecast, and you're right on. We're going to get a blizzard.
Yep. I went to my therapy yesterday. They already canceled tomorrow's session.
So from that standpoint, this shouldn't really bother you then.
It bothers me from the aspect that it's happening. And you know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you something. I realized this. You know, the first time I got my hip done, I got it done in late April. So the weather was a lot better. It did rain, but it was a lot warmer, a lot better. This time I got it done earlier in this winter.
Right.
And I'm telling you right now, I mean, like yesterday I came back from physical therapy, and I was like, I couldn't have been sorer than I was.
Yeah, well,
and I think a lot of it has to do with the weather,
And no doubt about it. I think going out, because yesterday it was cold. It was in the low 40s, high 30s.
Yep.
It's
yep.
the same way today. So
yep.
going out there in cold weather does not help your body.
No. So I think that's been one of the reasons. It's been seems a little slow at this time, but you know, what are you going to do? At least I don't have to go out in it tomorrow.
That's the positive, right? I mean, you don't have to deal with it.
That is a positive.
The commute
yes.
home, the commute
oh.
to.
Oh,
I mean, it's difficult. It's going to be a mess in New York City in all
yep.
likelihood.
Yep, yep.
But you know what? It's almost over. I mean,
yep.
we're 3 weeks away from opening day.
Boy, opening day can't. Let's be honest. Can it get here fast enough?
No.
I mean, with everything else that's going on, I mean, that you're already starting to get, okay, great. Harvey pitched 3 scoreless innings yesterday. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Right? I mean, seriously.
No, I felt this. I got home yesterday, and I said, all right, I'm going to watch the Met game from the beginning. Why not? Like, what else
right.
is on? Why not?
No, there's nothing.
And I watched it from the beginning, and I realized something. I'm negative in spring training about everything, and it's nobody's fault. Like, Matt Harvey was fine yesterday.
Fine. And you'll take that if he pitches like that all year, of course.
No question. So he was fine. He did nothing wrong. This isn't a knock on Matt Harvey. But as I was watching him, I basically said to myself, all right, who cares? Go do it
right.
in April now. Go
right.
do it against a real lineup. Go do it against the Nationals.
Yeah.
And the truth is, Matt didn't do anything wrong because he can't make it April when it's March. Like,
right.
he can't do
right.
anything
no,
about
of course.
That.
Of course.
But I start to watch it. I'm like, whatever. Get me to April. And I'm at that point. And then when a guy struggles the way Steven Matz has struggled, you harp on it more like, oh, my God, he stinks. Is he ever going to be the same? Should he even be in this rotation? Which, if he doesn't pitch better, he shouldn't be, as we talked about. So I'm at that point in spring training where nothing makes me happy. I just want it to be over and play the real thing.
Yeah.
That's
no,
where I'm
I
at.
No, I'm with you 100%. You know, March 29th can't get here fast enough. I completely agree. you know, and here's the other thing. It will help a little bit. Now, we've got the tournament coming up, but what's going to help even more is that next week's going to be this free agency with the NFL. At least we could finally, you know, stop the constant speculation about Kirk Cousins, you know, and at least move forward in that direction. You know
there's
going
to be an answer to the question.
Right.
You know, we've spent now a month and a half, 2 months, probably more than that, dating back to when it was obvious Cousins was going to get to free agency, talking about where will he go, will the Jets sign him, what if they don't sign him. And it is nice to know that very soon the speculation's over.
Yeah,
very soon
God.
We start to get to see moves being made in the National Football League. So that is definitely exciting. And the tournament's a week away, you're right.
Right.
As I was watching Harvey, I was thinking this, though, because you said this yesterday, and you're right. You're being very reasonable when you say, look, he doesn't have to be the Dark Knight.
No, he doesn't have to throw the ball 100 miles an hour.
So what does he have to be? Like, what's the answer? 3.5 ERA, 30 starts? You sign up for that?
Probably.
Oh,
I would.
Yeah.
As a fourth starter, if he makes 30 starts and gives you a 3.5, I think we'd all take that.
I think so. I think if he can make 30 starts is like number one. If he can get through 30 starts.
Because
he has to be doing reasonably well to make the 30 starts.
Right.
Like, he's not going to make 30 starts with a 7 ERA. You would think at some point they would pull the plug on that.
Right. That's right.
But if he could make 30 starts and pitched to a 3.5 ERA, I would sign for that right now.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but I'm actually confident you're going to get that out of Harvey this year. Maybe I'm nuts. But again, the walk year to contract, I think that's a huge deal. You know, I think the fact that he came back last year, you know, or came back and had the terrible year he had and got knocked down a peg as far as the confidence and the cockiness a little bit, I think that's all good. You know, and I think he realizes he's got to kind of reinvent himself a little bit now, you know?
Yeah, I kind of felt that way a little bit last year, that was, even though it wasn't a contract year, he was getting closer to the contract. Because the problem Matt has run into with this whole contract is that even if he has a great year, not just the Mets, but a lot of teams are going to be very skeptical about giving him a long-term deal.
I'm sure.
Especially in an offseason that features Clayton Kershaw and Dallas Keuchel leading the free agent, the free agent names. So I think Matt needed to have a big year last year and this year for him to really cash in on free agency.
Well, you know, he could even have a deal. Look, if he has a solid year, he could even sign a one-year deal somewhere.
I think he may have to.
Well, if he does, he does.
Like, I think if he had a dominant year, then maybe there'd be some team out there that says, all right, I'm all in, I'm buying it.
I don't expect dominant.
No, I don't expect it either, but if he gave that quality season that we described, goes out there, makes 30 starts, pitches to a mid-3 ERA, you know, he's not striking out 12 guys a game, but he's getting people out. You know, gives him 190 innings, something like that. Mm-hmm. Then I think he's probably settling for nothing crazy financially. He's not getting the payday that he was dreaming about 4 years ago.
No. I mean, look, you know, that guy doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
So he's not getting that payday. There's no doubt about it. But I actually got some confidence in him. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how it plays out. But, you know, just because he pitched 3 innings yesterday, you can't put a lot of stock in
him.
It's nice to see. It's good, probably good for him, good for his confidence level. But, again, you can't put a lot of stock in that.
No, and one other thing from yesterday, and I was surprised how this annoyed me, because the last thing I ever want to do is stand up for the Wilpons and stand up for the Mets spending, because I didn't love this offseason. And it wasn't that they didn't improve themselves, but I wanted bigger and I wanted better. With that said, maybe it's because it's coming from somewhere else. Kenley Jansen, the closer for the L.A. Dodgers, who's a tremendous pitcher.
Right.
I have great respect for him.
Right.
The guy throws strikes. He's one of the best closers in baseball. I remember him as a catcher in the World Baseball Classic for Team Netherlands. So I have respect for Kenley Jansen. But Kenley Jansen came out the other day. He did an interview with FanRag, and he just started ripping everybody, ripping all the teams in baseball for not spending enough money, for not being aggressive enough, and defending his fellow player. And then he says there are only 6 teams trying to win in the National League. And he got specific and said, there's one team competing for the title in the National League East. Now, look.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said. Kenley, first of all,
the Mets actually spent some money. I mean, more so than a lot of teams this offseason.
Well, yeah, because if he wants to rip teams for tanking, God bless him, don't include the Mets in tanking.
Right.
They're not signing Todd Frazier and Jay Bruce and Anthony Swarzak if they're tanking.
No.
So I just think he's wrong, and maybe he forgot. And if he did, I'd gladly remind him that 2.5 years ago, your team lost a Game 5 in your own freaking building to this team.
Yeah.
I just want to remind him that in case he forgot, Kenley.
All the more reason to want to stick it up, you know where with the Dodgers.
Oh, absolutely.
Another reason to not stand them either.
And, like, he goes on about, look at all the good players are out there, you know, Lynn and Cobb and Arrieta and Moustakas. Kenley, remember this. These guys are asking for things no one wants to give.
Right.
It's not like teams are saying, we don't want Jake Arrieta. They're saying, we're not giving this guy who's clearly on
the
decline.
At the price he wants. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. We're not giving him $120 million.
Right.
So I just think he's wrong in some cases. I think it's fine to rip the teams that are tanking. But you know what? If teams are tanking, if teams are not trying, they're determining that they're not good enough. And instead of just spending money for the sake of spending money when they're not going anywhere, they're trying to get younger and they're rebuilding. And I think in some cases it makes sense. I think with the Marlins it didn't make sense because I didn't think they were that far off.
Well, I still don't understand what he's doing there, Jeter. I mean, you know, let's be honest. All right. I mean, I understand he's trying to, you know, they don't have a lot of money. They don't have a great fan base. But, boy, what a turnoff what he did in the offseason.
Oh, absolutely. Because,
a turnoff.
Because where he was wrong and where I would rip them is that if they made a smart move or two in their rotation, in their bullpen, they could have competed.
Right. And most of these players are young players.
Yeah.
The guys they got rid of, it wasn't like they're getting rid of 35-year-olds here.
Not at all. And some of the guys, Joe, weren't even making that much money. Yelich isn't making a lot of money.
I don't get what Jeter was doing down here. I don't get it.
That one, I think, is a fair rip. If a team is not that close and they're just rebuilding, and also, like, Kenley, I just don't want to hear from Kenley Jansen.
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy who's now speaking for all players about what teams are trying to win and what teams aren't trying to win. The Mets, you can rip them for their offseason like I have. I think that's fair. But don't say they're not trying at all.
No. I mean, look, like I said, they actually spent more money than a lot of teams. They actually signed more players than most. Right? Am I missing something?
No, they did.
Of course.
They went out and did. And I think a part of the problem here is
– And you got throw Vargas in the mix too. I mean, we're not crazy, but throw him in there too.
I'm not crazy about – all of the moves, but that's
but
not the point. Yeah.
They made moves to try to make the team better. That's the bottom line.
It's one thing to say, hey, I didn't like their moves, but you can't say they're not trying at all.
Right.
Now, should they be spending more and more money? Yeah, I would have liked to have seen that.
That's another story.
But they're not one of the teams that's not trying and they're tanking.
Right.
That's not one of those teams. And I think a part of the problem is these agents have to, specifically one agent, Scott Boras, has to look himself in the mirror. Mm-hmm. Because if you're asking for something that's ridiculous, teams are not colluding against you. They're just smart enough to say, we're not giving Jake Arrieta 6 years and $140 million.
Yep. No, you're 100% right. 100%.
The one move that jumped out at me that I'm confused by is Adam Lind. Because...
what, to the Yankees?
Well, Adam Lind...
as a minor league deal.
Yes, that one confuses me. Because how can Adam Lind, coming off the year he came off of last year, where he was a quality player... I mean, the guy hit 300. He had 15 home runs.
Right.
He's a quality Major League Baseball player. Unless he was asking for the moon, but then why would you settle for a minor league deal? How can no team offer Adam Lind just a reasonable, like, one-year, $6 million deal?
Can't answer that. I don't know the answer.
That one doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, but he did sign a deal with the Yankees minor league.
He signed a minor league deal, though.
Yeah, he's got a chance, though. You never know with Bird what's going to happen.
No, I mean, he's got a chance, but, like, Lind should have gotten more than he should have gotten a major league deal.
Yeah.
There's no reason that a guy... see, Arrieta makes more sense to me. He's asking for the moon.
Right.
And no one wants to give it to him because not everybody's idiotic. They're looking
at
the last 3 years. They're seeing a decline. They're seeing his age. And they wonder. And I think that's a very fair wonder.
Yes.
But Adam Lind is a solid Major League Baseball player who should probably get more than a minor league deal.
Well,
so that one's weird to me.
Yeah.
And good for the Yankees because they took advantage of it.
Yankees, they know what they're doing, that's for sure.
And supposedly,
God knows that.
Supposedly only one other team offered him a contract.
Is that right?
What?
But a major league deal.
No, it was a minor league deal,
really?
Too.
What team was that?
I don't know. I didn't hear the team. But think about that. So a guy who had 300 last year and had 15 home runs, no one's saying he's a superstar, but we're saying he's a competent major leaguer, is offered two deals, and they're both minor league contracts.
Well.
What?
What can I tell you?
Doesn't make sense.
Well, this is the new landscape of baseball. That's what you got.
Yeah.
Really, it's a new day in baseball as far as free agency is concerned.
No, you're right about that. And next year and the year after are going to be completely fascinating because we all know about the names
the
of next year.
The big guys are going to make the money. The Bryce Harpers, the Machados, these guys are going to get their money.
Absolutely.
I'd be shocked if they don't.
They're going to get paid.
They're getting paid. There's
but
no doubt.
Next year, we know who's out there. You mentioned Machado and Bryce and Donaldson and
Kershaw.
Charlie Blackman, Adam Jones, Clayton Kershaw, Dallas Keuchel, David Price, your buddy can opt out, Gio Gonzalez, Craig Kimbrell. It's a long list, but... the year after that, you ready for this list?
Go.
Jose Altuve.
Wow.
Nolan Arenado. Paul Goldschmidt.
Wow.
Chris Sale.
Boy, that's a pretty good group right there.
That's pretty good, too.
You think the Mets will be in the Goldschmidt or Arenado?
No.
Altuve?
No.
No.
I honestly think with those three guys, forget Sale for a second, Altuve, Goldie, and Arenado, they all have to re-sign. I mean, those teams need to re-sign them.
Before they get the free agency.
Well, before or during. The Astros.
I'd sign it before.
I would too.
All three of those guys, really, to be honest with you.
Those three guys are the faces of their franchises.
Right.
So, it's really important for the Astros, the Diamondbacks, and the Rockies, whether it's tomorrow or it's in free agency, to bring those three guys back. And don't forget, Daniel Murphy next year is a free agent.
Yeah, don't get
Adam Jones. Hunter Pence.
I'll take Murphy back.
Oh, that's my prediction right now.
Good. Bring him back. I'm in.
How about these bullpen arms next year? Listen to this. David Robertson, Cody Allen, Craig Kimbrell, Andrew Miller, Jairus Familia, wow. Kelvin Herrera, Zach Britton.
Wow.
That's a hell of a bullpen.
That's pretty good. That is good.
So I have a feeling next year guys are going to get really, really paid.
Yeah. And I think that's part of the reason they're not getting paid this year, too.
That's definitely a contributing factor.
Yep.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.